All right, Steve.
All right. Good morning, everybody. I always like to get my morning going. You guys probably know that with a little long, cool woman in a black dress. That's an old song for most of you guys that don't know. It goes all the way back to the 70s, but it always gets me going. So good morning. We hope you're all having a wonderful Saturday, and we got a great call lined up for you today. And it's a busy time for all of us because we're coming up on the end of the month, aren't we, Malin?
Yes, and when you started talking about a long, cool woman in a black dress, I thought, who are you talking about, me? We do. It's a great, beautiful morning. And, guys, it's a short month. I can't believe February is almost over. Tomorrow night is month-end close, and we will be working it from 9 till midnight. Obviously, the corporate offices are closed today and tomorrow, but if you have any glitches, we will be able to help you iron any of those out, but otherwise you can do everything online. And we're looking forward to a great month-end. There's a lot of enthusiasm from our announcement that we made last week with all of our new bonuses and our Fresh Start capability. We've already got people sending in their Fresh Start. We've already shipped out Fresh Start packages. And if you don't know what we're talking about, you can just go to The Voice this week, and there's a recap, a replay of the webinar and some recaps. So it's going to be great there. Also, it is the end of our 21 Jumpstart Diet Bet Challenge. That ends tomorrow night at midnight. And so you have until Tuesday midnight to do in your final weigh-in, and then we'll get your T-shirts ordered if you met the goal of the loss of 4% body weight. So we're excited about that, Steve. We have so many things going on. And also, and I don't know if you want to talk about anything before I get going, but it is recognition week, and we have a special guest. So we do have a big, heavy lineup.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. You know, I love talking to our distributors this week and seeing what we've got going on and the new commitments that are out there. But we might as well just dive into it, Malin, so I'm just turning it over to you.
All right. Well, I'm going to handle our January recognition. We always do that on whatever Saturday is after the 20th. And because last Saturday was the 20th and we had our special announcement, it might feel a little bit late in the month. But here we go, our X Club recognition. This is the highest month since we've been counting as an executive. So we started counting 43 months ago, and those who have the perfect record, if you will, it's kind of like in the NBA, perfect record, no games missed. Here we go. Adam Harper, Ashley Harper, Cindy Maddox, Edward Durkas, Enric Durkas, Eva Bauer, Jeanette Bray, Judy Leach, Kathy Harper, Liz Perkins, Maranatha Agency, Pam Hanks, Paul Harper Jr., Peggy Stoltz, Sean Beach, Terry Camford, and Zita Durkas. Boy, I tell you, that's an achievement to not ever miss that in 43 consecutive months. So congratulations to all of you. Our X3s, Enric Durkas, Ernest Penny, Ernie, Gerald Geisler, Jeanette Bray, Liz Perkins, Pam Hanks, and Peggy Stoltz. X5 Club is Kathy Harper, Sarah Davis, and Terry Camford. And our X10, Cindy Maddox. So we want to give a big congratulations to our X Club recognition. Our January PSV, that's your personal sales volume. That's all the volume between you and your personal customers. And we give a recognition when you do 1,000 plus. So we have Cindy Maddox, Dirk Gibson, Jim Perry, Kathy Harper, Liz Perkins, Lupe Zamora, Lynn Moore, Maranatha Agency, Pam Hanks, Russell Blunt, Sarah Davis, Tanya Conley, and Terry Kempfert. Congratulations,
ooh,
guys. And we just announced our new PSV club for brand new people that are coming on board. As far as their customer acquisition, it's all tied to the PSV club now. And so we're excited to see what 2021 is going to bring. Our rank advancements, we want to congratulate Kimberly Miles, our new L1. And we also have our Express Incentives qualifications. We have Jim Perry, John Martinez, and Kimberly Miles, so super excited about that. And we have some point earners still going for Hawaii, Cindy Maddox, Durkin Rhoda Gibson, Terry Kempfert, and Tanya Conley. So We are just congratulations to everyone. And I know I've been on the phone with quite a few distributors, made some outreaches. I'm going to be doing that this week. So don't get surprised if you get a call from me. I'm just making outreach. But people are really excited, Steve, about the new announcements that we made last Saturday. And I think it's really going to just put those final touches on all the things that we do that dovetail together to help people have success as a limitless distributor. So there you have it.
Well, good. Well, we got an exciting morning today, Malin. I was just going to ask, special hours for the end of the month?
Yeah, it's just from 9 till midnight. Tomorrow night, we'll be there via email to help people. So the offices close, as I mentioned earlier. Offices close, but we will be available to help any glitches that you have from 9 till midnight tomorrow night.
All right. Well, good. We hope you guys keep that busy as far as that goes. We are very, very fortunate, guys. We have one of our good friends on the phone with us today, and he is always 100% available. Anytime I've called him and asked him to do anything, it's been absolutely a wonderful relationship over the years. And before I turn it over to him to talk for a little bit, I just want to brag on him for a sec. For those of you that don't know Shan Lasek, and there's tons of new distributors that have come on and don't know who Shan is, but I was laughing at Terry Staton because Terry, was talking about how he wished he could look when he shows that body that Shan has, you know, because Shan does such a great job of keeping in shape. But Malin and I know Shan from a totally different aspect. We understand that not only is he an incredible entrepreneur, he owns his own mortgage banking business that's incredible, you know, makes over 7 figures a year, couldn't be more successful in his business life. But we've gone beyond the business life and had a relationship with Shan where we've seen him when we've gone to the Dominican Republic together on some charitable endeavors, and we know he's really kind of almost a philanthropist. He just does so much. And in addition to that, he's a triathlete, which because I've gotten to know so many athletes because of Shan, I've learned that athletes, I don't care if you're a professional NBA player or a professional NFL player, and these guys are incredible. They watch everything they eat. They have a whole different level of respect for a triathlete. They just go, how did they accomplish that? And for those of you that might not know what a triathlete is, that's somebody who, during the course of the race, they run a marathon, and they also bike. I think it's, I'll ask Shan. I'll let him tell you. It's like 100 miles, and then they swim 2.8 miles, I think. I mean, it is an incredible feat to do. And I got a call from Shan one day, and also he's been an Olympic gymnast. He's been mascot of the Seattle Supersonics. I mean, this guy's resume is like a who's who. And, and we're so, so lucky to have him involved with Limitless. And also, I was just going to say this, too. I had Shan introduce us up in Park City to James Lawrence, who wrote a book called The Iron Cowboy about his experience in running 50 marathons. I think I may start off with you right there, Shan. First of all, buddy, thank you so much for being on the call today. And I want to get into, you know, what products you take and your feelings about everything and just kind of turn it over to you. But first of all, thank you so much for inviting us to go up and meet James Lawrence and listen to his story about running doing 50 triathlons in 50 days. And then you called me last week because you wanted to get some products to some friend of yours that you were saying, hey, you know, I just want to tell you about this person, and he's going to start our products and everything. And then as you were getting off the call, Shan, you said to me with so much fervor, you know, Steve, I want you to know I will take these products forever. And you had so much fervor when you said it really moved me. But first of all, hey, good morning. And you and Thelma are great examples to all of us. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your experience with James Lawrence, too?
I will. So good morning, everybody. If you don't know me, my name is Shan Lassig, and I'm going to just give you a brief synopsis of what an Ironman is. An Ironman is you start to swim, and you swim 2.4 miles, and then you bike 112 miles, and then you run a marathon 26.2 miles. So it's 140.6 miles and has to be done in 17 hours or less. So that's what a full Ironman triathlon is.
That's what Malin and I do every day, Shan. I just want you to know.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And the two things that Steve didn't mention as far as my accomplishments go, I have two items of my life that are my accomplishments. My accomplishments are finding my amazing wife, Thelma, and second of all, providing to the less fortunate in our foundation. Our foundation is the Shan and Thelma Love Kids Foundation, and we take care of about 1,000 children every month in a philanthropic effort to feed, clothe, educate, and help the less fortunate. So that's why God put me on this earth, is to be able to change other people's lives for the simple opportunity to be able to give a gift of giving without the acceptance of anything in return, and it's pretty amazing.
Oh, man.
So
that is why we call you Shanta, because your heart is so huge. So we love you, Shanta.
I appreciate that. So for you that don't know me, there's several people on the phone that do know me, and the Journeyman Limitless team that we all met on the boat in San Diego almost 8 years ago is a true life-changing event. This product is, I'm 56 this year, and literally I go to sleep every single night with my Limitless bottle on my counter. I wake up every single morning with my Limitless bottles. I use my Smooth every day. It's a product that truly is, it's a part of my life, and it's what allows me to stay fit, not get injured, recover, sleep. And I wish there was a pill for stress. If there was, I'd be on it, but there's not one. So I use all the other products to help me with that. it is, you know, it's a true testament to a company that's based on science. And it really, the products are a life-changing event on a daily basis for my wife and I. I'll brag on my wife just a little bit. My wife turned 50 on January 16th and just retired last year as the Mrs. Philippines USA. And she, these products have absolutely changed her life, and super blessed to actually have her in my life because of Limitless. I actually met her at a Limitless event. I was speaking and she showed up and it was game over. So I had to beg Steve for her number, and it took quite an effort, but the effort was well worth it. So with that being said, guys, there's no way that I would be able to stay in the shape that I'm in and be able to sleep the way I sleep and train the way I train and work a 14-hour work day every day, take care of our 5 grandsons, be part of our family, and take care of our foundation without Limitless products in my body. It just truly is it's a lifestyle is what it is. And I love how Steve and Malin they've evolved Limitless into these true performance packs that make it easy for the individual that's got a certain goal. And what that goal is, you can go right on to Limitless and say, I want this goal, and there's my pack for that goal. And that's really, really an easy endeavor for anybody, that whether you're a scientist or whether you're just a Joe Blow that needs help. That's what I love about Limitless. But what these products have done for athletes, I'll share a little bit. The gentleman who owns my company with me, his name is Ron Leonhardt. Ron Leonhardt started our company, Cross Country Mortgage, back in 2002. And the company was a very meager company, started with a couple of billion dollars in origination practice, and Last year, we eclipsed the $42 billion mark. We did $42.7 billion in origination and mortgage sales. We're the second largest privately held mortgage origination company in the country. And Ron Leonhardt is 46. He just went through shoulder surgery. I've had three of them. He, unfortunately, has had to have his labrum rebuilt. And he was absolutely miserable. Didn't know what to do. He and I would talk every morning. I get up at 4:45, and my day starts on the East Coast, so that's when my day starts. Ron and I usually talk about 6 a.m., and Ron was not sleeping well, wasn't recovering. He just said, "Shan, what in the hell do you do to get through these, you know, these pains?" And I said, "Let me tell you, I'm going to send you two products, and I'm going to pay for these products because, you know, you're a billionaire, and I know you can't afford it, but I'm going to pay for these products for the simple fact that I truly believe in the products. So if I pay for them, will you take them?" That was 227.15. So that was about 65 days ago. I sent him, I believe, four packs of Thrive and four packs of Force. And as of Tuesday or Wednesday of this week, Ron has blown away his therapist on the way that he's been able to recover. And the guy is on growth hormone supplements. He's on testosterone supplements. Again, we're talking about a gentleman who lives a life of wealth like very few people in this world get to live. He's a billionaire, and he can do whatever he wants. And he has never, ever taken a product that he's actually been able to feel the difference, and Limitless has helped him. So recovering that for a guy like that is the reason that I love being able to offer a product that I truly believe and endorse by my own experience, by my own testimony, by me being able to utilize a product. I come from a fiduciary background of banking, so everything that we do is cross-referenced, cross-checked, making sure that you tell the truth. And at the end of the day, Limitless is literally my exercise Bible. It really is. So
wow.
I'm very blessed.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm very blessed to have this product in my body, guys.
I think of an event, Shan, that happened to us a couple of years ago, which I loved. And I got a call from Eric Heiden. For those of you who don't know Eric Heiden, Eric Heiden, back in 1980, at the Lake Placid Olympics, won five gold medals in speed skating. He was considered, matter of fact, I was talking to him about it, laughing about it. He says, for about 15 minutes, talk about my 15 minutes of fame, real humble guy, great, great individual. He said, I was probably the most famous athlete in the world. And he said, you got to realize back in 1980, we didn't have the advances that we live with today that we just take for granted in our lives. Back then, they tape delayed the Olympics and showed them in the evening during prime time on like three channels. Or, you know, one channel, you know, we didn't have any of those things. And he said, so I was pretty jazzed. I believe he won the gold medal in the 500, the 5,000, the 100, the 1,000, and 10,000 meters speed skating, which nobody will probably ever do again. I was watching a special
Steve,
on
yeah,
that.
Steve, real quick. Yeah, Steve, real quick, let everybody understand about speed skating. There are two athletes in the world that have ever competed and won a gold medal in short and long speed skating. Ever. Apollo and Eric Heiden. In the world, ever, guys. And we had Jessica Corman, which is an amazing human being, which is to this day we're still friends. She just had her second child. She was the oldest Olympic speed skater. I don't know if people can really understand the difference between a sprinter and a long-distance runner on skates. That's what this guy did. The guy was a freak.
No, unbelievable. So he calls because he wants to know, because he works on people as a doctor, as a surgeon, and he said they seemed, from his perspective, to be recovering more quickly. And Shan probably knows this. Jessica was one of his patients, and so was Enric Dirkus. So was so he called. He goes, "What is in these products?" And so we were explaining amino acids. I was getting a little bit nervous because, you know, I couldn't talk the sports lingo quite the way somebody like Shan, who went to school for exercise physiology. And so I got Shan on the phone, and Shan remembers. He said, well, if it's just amino acids that are in everyday foods, I can just go down to my local GNC and buy all these different amino acids and take them and probably get the same result. Is that what you're thinking? And we had a doctor on the phone as well, and the doctor said, I'll never forget it. She said to him, she said, well, if you could figure out the recipe of those amino acids, she said, it's like when you bake a cake and you don't have the right mixture of flour and eggs and everything. The cake just doesn't rise. It doesn't turn out right. And it took about 12 years working with Pennington down at LSU to figure this out. And that's why we have 15 actual patents granted on this product. This isn't just like an everyday product that you can just say, hey, this makes me feel good. And I should probably, at this point, just mention for safety purposes, we are a dietary supplement company, and as such, our products have not been evaluated by the FDA, and therefore they're not intended to diagnose, treat, or cure, or prevent disease. However, anyone who's taken our products, they always tell us about how great our products make them feel and how they work, and Chan's one of those people. And he also happened to be on that call, so he remembers that. And he said, well, how much do these products cost, you know? And I said, they're about $99 retail, you know. And he goes, what? He goes, why would I spend the time going down to GNC then? And I said, that's our point exactly. And he was blown away by the experience he has with athletes. The first time I met with Shan on this, you know, Shan was training for the triathlon in Kona. And what was it you blew out, your Achilles?
Yeah, I did what's called a broomstick rupture of my Achilles tendon. I ripped the Achilles tendon in half.
Oh, that was very disheartening.
Ouch.
Because it was right before the Kona, which is why James Lawrence, you know, running 50 in 50 days, why would anybody do that? And you just told me that he's decided to do something else, right?
Yeah, so guys, he owns 27 world records, but if you put in context what I told you about the 2.4-mile swim, 112-mile bike ride, and 26.2-mile run, he did that every day, 450 days in every different state in the country. So not only did he do that, he also had to travel to a different state every day for 50 days. And then the part that really, where he and I really resonated is that wasn't his drive. His drive after his 11th Ironman, injured, his 9th Ironman, he fell asleep riding the bike, separated his shoulder, just the guy was done. His 5-year-old daughter came into the van and said, Dad, you're not done. I don't know what that's not in your vocabulary. So I've decided that what we're going to do is we're going to do a 5K run after every one of your triathlons, because I want everybody to know how amazing my father is. And from Ironman 11 to Ironman 50, he ran a 5K with his daughter after every one of those events, and that's what got him through. If you think about that in context, how strong the mind is, there you go. That's one of the crazy, most amazing stories about James Lawrence and his amazing family and his wife, Sunny, and they're just really, really good, humble, down-to-earth people. But when you really think about it, and I heard somebody else talking about their four awesome grandkids, life is about those experiences, and if you can have that experience become a life-changing experience for a 5-year-old, imagine how many thousands of people he affected during those 5K runs. The runs were just amazing, and he actually looked forward to those runs during his Ironman, which to me is just a little bit nuts, but it's pretty awesome.
You know, the other thing that I just wanted to say to tie a bow around that, Eric Heiden, the reason he said to me, he said he got only 15 minutes of fame, even though he accomplished this incredible feat. He goes, later on in the day, there was this American amateur hockey team in the Olympics that beat the Russians. And Sports Illustrated said that is from the 20th century, every sporting event that happened, Sports Illustrated ranked the American hockey team in Lake Placid beating the Russians as the number one sports event of the 20th century. And Eric
it
said,
still is,
no.
It still is.
And Eric said, he said, nobody ever remembered me again. You know, it was really kind of funny from that standpoint. But in closing, I just want to bring up this one thing. You know, when I called Shan and asked him to try these products because he just ruptured his Achilles before the triathlon, and he was on his way to Costa Rica and he was going to get some injections for human growth hormone to help him be able to recover quicker. And I said, Shan, would you do me a favor? And I love the fact that Shan did. And, boy, that was one of the best phone calls. For those of you that never think about picking up your phone and making a phone call, this is a reason to. Shan said, for you, I'll try it. And he did. And, of course, for him, it was a life-changing experience. But Shan, because he's a kind of a documentation guy that way, as far as his body, and we went down to Vegas, and we met all these professional boxers, and they were telling us how they don't put anything in their mouth, you know, without measuring it, knowing what it was, because they could not be in any better shape in their life. But what I was just going to say is Shan, he wanted to measure it. So he had an employee of his, Matt Hartel, who actually came out and talked to our distributor force when we had a big meeting about this as well with Shan. And they went up to the University of Utah. And just tell that experience over that year, Shan, what you did.
I will. So we actually went to UMed. The reason I did this is because, I'm a fiduciary banker in my mind and exercise physiologist, so it had to make sense to me. I wanted to truly see what this could do. So we went and had all of our bodies, everything in our body tested, our glucose levels, fat content, max VO2, everything tested. And we did it for 11 months. We tested every 30 days, and all we took is, first of all, I think most importantly, we had an amazing diet. So, guys, we stayed extremely disciplined on the diet. But from the day that we started at UMed to the day we ended, which was actually I competed in the two, at that day at time it was the 2016 Mr. Utah Physique Show, and I was 51, which unfortunately I only took second place. I lost by a person anyway. We were able to take our bodies with the products of Limitless, with physical scientific proof, from an average body being held up in recovery and recovering from my Achilles tendon rupture. I went from a 10% body fat and a glucose level of about 103. I'm pretty blessed with glucose. I don't eat a lot of sugar anyway, but from a glucose level of that level, as well as being able to ingest in the CAPI cell more protein, more oxygen, more energy, we were able to change our body physique by almost 33%. I got down to a 4.9% body fat. My glucose level was at 46. My LDLs were unregistered. And this was all during the time where I was training and never injured. The amazing part is I was recovering like a 20-year-old, and I was 50. So that's what these products do, and we have documented proof of it. And that's what really I think was the cement of what these products do. And in closing, I'm just going to share with you what James Lawrence has decided to do as a nutbag. He's done 50-50-50. If you guys want to read an amazing book, The Iron Cowboy, you can look it up online. He's decided to start, and this actually starts on Monday. He's doing 100 Ironmans, in 100 days. And if you can wrap your mind around that, I don't know that many people could. I've done 3 Ironman Worlds. I don't ever want to do another one, and all he wants to do is more. So really, guys, in closing, there are people in this on this planet that do things that are for the 99.9% impossible. But that tells you how strong your mind is. If you put your mind to what you want to accomplish, you make sure that you eat right, you sleep right, you take limitless products, you can pretty much accomplish anything.
Oh, Shan, I can't even begin to tell you how much we appreciate you sharing some of those stories with us. I wish we had more time. Milan, your thoughts?
Oh, you know, Shan, we're just truly grateful. We're so blessed. We're so blessed to rub shoulders with someone who has a heart like yours, who has determination like yours, who has belief like yours. It rubs off, and we're so grateful that you're willing to share that with our team this morning. Thank you so much for taking the time, and our best to that beautiful wife and those 5 amazing grandsons. we sure appreciate it.
And when we get off today, everybody, Ahad Shan, okay? Ahad stands for all hands on deck, Shan. So here we go.
Shan, you're awesome.
Thank you very much. You guys are awesome.
Great job, Shan.
Thank you so much, Shan.
You're welcome.